It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
I always forget that I'm supposed to tell you to go to the SouthernSportsEdition.com in case you miss any of this show. So I'm just going to start out with that. Go to the SouthernSportsEdition.com in case you miss any of this show or you want to re-listen. That's where it is if you're listening on the radio. If you go to the website and already listen to the show there, great. Thank you. Go to our Facebook page, the Southern Sports Edition. Give us a like. Comment on the stories that you find on Facebook. It's good stuff. Got a really good staff of writers at the SouthernSportsEdition.com. So, you know, it's worth your while. It's all good reads. Okay, so I'm just going ahead and prefacing this because it's going to happen. So where my studio is located is on St. Simons Island, Georgia. That's where we do this show from. And currently over in Brunswick, Georgia, which is pretty much the same place, Brunswick and St. Simons, there's an air show. The Blue Angels are doing an air show from the Brunswick Airport. So what that means is from time to time during this show, you may very well hear some Blue Angels fly over our studio because it is loud. And we're like miles away, but they're doing their run through because I guess they're going off and doing the show this weekend. So they're up in the air practicing. So you may hear them in the background. So that's what's going on if you hear that stuff. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. So I'm a high school football fan. You guys know that already. And by the way, thank you for all of you for listening to this show week in, week out. I failed to mention this because I guess I've just kind of gotten used to it now. But I was told that I need to mention it more. We are the number one sports show, the most listened to sports show in the state of Georgia. We're very proud of that, and that is because of you guys. Thank you so much for listening to us on the radio, if you're in a market where your radio station carries us, and for those of you that don't, that go to the website and listen at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Thank you, guys. We're very proud of everything we've accomplished, and we're grateful for you guys listening. So I'm a high school football fan, and we're starting to creep toward that direction. Weather's beginning to warm. Season kicks off mid-August. I like to kind of preview schedules heading into the season and during the off season. And so today I want to talk about the Richmond Hill Wildcats. A really kind of a funny schedule for the Wildcats. They start off the year with a bye. Which is really going to, gosh, because of that bye, they play 8 games in a row. That is tough, not just for the high school level, any level. When you're playing 8 games in a row without a week off, that's brutal. Their second bye comes on October the 17th, so they start the season on August the 22nd. And then they play 8 straight games all the way through October the 10th. So basically half the month of August, the entire month of September, and then half the month of October without a break. It's going to be tough. So as I mentioned, they start the season with a bye. And then on August the 22nd, they open their season. They'll be at home at the Hill, and they'll host the Glen Academy Red Terriers. And I'll tell you what I think they're going to do. Best case, worst case, and then, like I said, what I think they'll do. So they open the season at home against the Glen Academy Red Terriers. The Terrors are a very underrated team coming into the season, and I think the Terrors will have a pretty good year. I like Richmond Hill to win that game, actually. On August the 29th, they will once again be at home. They'll start the year with three straight home games, so that's a good start. On August the 29th, they'll play the Everglades out of Florida. I think they win that game, too. So Richmond Hill off to a 2-0 start through the first 3 weeks of the season. September the 5th, as we roll into September, they'll play New Hampstead once again at home at the Hill. I like them to win that game, too. So a 3-0 start, at least I think that's what they'll do, for the Richmond Hill Wildcats for 2025. They will take to the road for the first time on September the 12th over to Jessup to play at JC Stadium to play the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Wayne County, I've mentioned this a few times, just complete disarray right now over there. Dreadful season in 2024. We'll see if they're capable of rebounding in 2025. And there's a big classification difference here, too. Richmond Hill is a couple classifications bigger than Wayne County. So give me Richmond Hill to win that game on the road over in Jessup at JC Stadium. So a 4-0 start for the Richmond Hill Wildcats, at least according to me. They will play three straight road games after they have played three straight home games. So the second consecutive week on the road, they will make the long trip down to Buchholz, Florida. And they'll play Buchholz on September the 19th at their place. I think they get that game as well. So now I've got them at 5-0 to start the year. They will conclude that three-game road trip, or three-consecutive week road trip, September the 26th. They'll head over to Tifton to play Tift County. This game, I think, could cause some problems. At that point, they would have played 5 games in a row, heading into their 6th game in a row without any breaks. Little nagging injuries, maybe even big injuries, fatigue, that stuff matters. I do think they will win the game, but I think we will begin to see some cracks from all of the consecutive games. So give me Richmond Hill to start out 6-0. By the way, the Tift County game is a region game, so it would be a big win. They will then head back to the Hill, and they will play the Camden County Wildcats. It will be their 7th consecutive game. The Wildcats are a pretty good football team. Experienced quarterback coming back. They do lose Elias Williams at tight end as he heads on to Georgia for the Wildcats, but I still think that they're a pretty decent football team. Actually, I think they're a really good football team, and they've proven that the last few years by making some deep runs in the playoffs. I actually like Camden to come to Richmond Hill and beat the Wildcats at the Hill. So that will be their first loss of the season. That will take them to, I believe, 6-1. On October the 10th, the following week, they've got to go all the way to Valdosta to Bazemore Hyder to play the Valdosta Wildcats. That's a road game. Valdosta's really good. I like Valdosta a lot. So I think after winning 6 straight, that Richmond Hill will then drop 2 straight back-to-back to Camden and Valdosta. October 17th, finally the Wildcats get that bye. After 8 straight games, they will finally find their way into a bye week and try to get some things right, get healthy, give some guys some rest that need it. On October the 24th, they come back at home. Their final 2 games are at home. They will play the Lowndes County Vikings, again, a region game. The Tift game, Camden game, and Valdosta game are all region games, and so is Lowndes. October 24th at home against Lowndes. I like them to beat the Vikings, and that's going to be a really crucial win. As history has taught us in that region, which is a brutal region, you're talking Tift, Camden, Valdosta, Lowndes, Colquitt, and Richmond Hill. I mean, it's brutal. As history has taught us, you need 2 wins to be able to make the playoffs in most circumstances in that region. You got to win 2 region games. And so I've got them beating Tift. That's win number 1. And then I'll have them beating Lowndes at home for win number 2, which I think gets them into the playoffs. Because the following week on Halloween, trick or treat, they'll be hosting the Colquitt County Packers, who are very good. And I don't think that Richmond Hill is going to beat Colquitt. So that will be their 3rd loss. So I've got Richmond Hill finishing the season at 7-3, and I've got them getting into the playoffs as a 4 seed in that ridiculous, brutal region. I've got them as a 4. Now, some of the games I have circled, right, because I'm going to give best case, worst case. I've got the Glenn game circled, the Buchholz game circled, the TIFF game circled, Camden is circled, Valdosta is circled, and Lowndes is circled. I circle all those games because I think they could go either way. So if Richmond Hill were to get all of those circled games, best case scenario for them is 9-1. If they win all of those games, I don't think they've got a shot against Colquitt, but if they win all of those games, you can erase two of those losses I'm giving them, so they go from 7-3 to 9-1. Now on the other side, if they were to lose all of those games, from 7-3 to 3-7 would be worst case scenario, I believe, for the Richmond Hill Wildcats. So 7-3 is where I've got them. I think best case is 9-1, and worst case is 3-7. I don't think they're going to go 3-7. 7-3 is what I'm picking for the Wildcats of Richmond Hill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. High school football season is creeping up, and here is the Richmond Hill Wildcats schedule for the upcoming season. The Wildcats will open at home on August the 22nd. Against the Glen Academy Red Terrors at the Hill. Richmond Hill will also host Everglades, New Hampstead, Camden, Lowndes, and Colquitt. The Cats will take to the road against Wayne, Buchholz, Tift, and Valdosta. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all your local and regional sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sometimes it gets hard for me to talk about the NBA. It's one of my, and I'm a sports fan, so I kind of follow everything, but it's one of my least favorite sports. It's not that I don't pay attention to the NBA during the regular season. I mean, I do, but I don't really get invested in it until it's playoff time. And, you know, it is playoff time, so I've been kind of keeping up with what's going on. I want to talk a little bit about the NBA draft, specifically the NBA draft and what that means for the Atlanta Hawks. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. That's right, for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 off of Exit 29 in Brunswick. And 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. And they service, you know, pretty much all across Southeast Georgia and South Georgia as well. So the NBA draft lottery, that just came out. And so the Mavericks ended up with the number one pick, despite the fact that they had a very, very slim chance of landing it. They do land it. They're going to draft the flag kid out of Duke, and they will continue to build around him. You know, this comes on the heels of the Luka Doncic trade. So talk about getting lucky. You had Luka to build around. You decide you don't want to do that, and you trade him away. And now you've got another opportunity to put another franchise player in your organization to build around. That's some kind of dumb luck for the Dallas Mavericks. So the Mavericks get the number one pick. The Spurs end up with the number two pick. 76ers. Has anybody in the NBA done less with more as far as picks go, high picks in the lottery, than the Philadelphia 76ers? The answer is no. They consistently get these high draft picks and get lucky in the lottery. In the NBA draft, if you're not picking inside the top five, basically, there are exceptions to outliers to every rule, but basically, you're drafting a role player. The only impact players that you're going to find in the NBA draft, and it used not to be this way, but now it is, but the only impact players that you're going to find in the NBA draft exist in the top five. So if you're drafting outside of the top five, you're not really making any headway for your organization to drastically get better. And the Philadelphia 76ers have consistently gotten these top five draft picks, these high draft picks, and that has resulted into zero NBA titles. None. Has anybody in the NBA done more or done less with more than the Philadelphia 76ers? The answer is no. Charlotte Hornets will pick fourth, and the Utah Jazz will round out that impactful top five in the NBA draft. Now, the Atlanta Hawks, I said this a couple of weeks ago on the show, and, you know, the NBA draft lottery is weighted. They do that. And so what I mean by weighted is they've got these ping pong balls. They put in a little air ping pong thing. You've seen them, especially if you, you know, play the lottery. And these balls bounce around. And the worst record that you have, the more ping pong balls that you have in the little air little thing, the air tube, we'll call it an air tube. And so that creates a higher percentage. So if you have the worst record in the NBA, you have a higher percentage of landing the number one pick. Just because you have the worst record doesn't mean you get the number one pick. They do that to keep teams from throwing games at the end of the season, from tanking, trying to get that impact player at number one, the best player in the draft, or even in that top five. So for the Atlanta Hawks, this has been quite a quandary for them. See, there's one of the Jets right there. This has been quite a quandary for them because they have been stuck in the middle of the NBA for more than a decade. They're either just missing the playoffs or just getting in. And I said a couple of weeks ago that what the Hawks really needed was they needed to hire a general manager that would have the moxie to come in there, just blow the whole thing up. Trade Trae Young, every valuable asset they had, and bring in some guys where they would be terrible for two or three, maybe four or five years to be able to accumulate lottery picks, get inside that top five, and draft multiple players in there that would seriously impact the trajectory of that organization, which has been mid for two plus decades. Unfortunately, the draft lottery sometimes doesn't work in that favor. The team that has the best chance of getting that number one ping pong ball or a ping pong ball in the top five doesn't always get it. And so that's the risk with hiring a general manager that's willing to trade away a Trae Young or whoever else that they would need to trade away. to be able to draft inside that top five consistently, at least for a few years, and get some key players, some impact players that you can build around. Because the Hawks, you know, they just don't really have that outside of Trae Young. And let's not forget, the Hawks drafted Luka Doncic, traded him for Trae Young. So there was an opportunity for them to have, and I'm not saying, and I've said this before, Trae Young's not a bad player. He's an elite player in the NBA, but there's a different step between Trae Young and Luka Doncic, and the Hawks traded away Doncic when they had him to the Mavs. Who knows the way, you know, how that would have gone if the Hawks had decided to hold on to him. Don't know. Never will. But I think that's really what they need to do, or they can just consistently be mid for whoever knows how long. But consistently drafting, you know, in the middle of the draft, you're basically getting, you know, a seventh or eighth guy off your bench when you're drafting in the middle of the draft. The good thing for the Hawks is they're at least drafting twice in the first round. They don't have any second round picks. The NBA draft is only two rounds long. So the Hawks will pick 13th and they will pick 22nd. They're not really going to get a whole lot of value there out of either one of those picks. They might find a guy that will contribute to their rotation, a couple of guys that will probably actually at 13 and 22, they'll probably be able to accumulate a couple of picks there, find a couple of guys that will come in and, you know, be role players and help them. But they're not going to be impactful to, like, where you're building around those guys. Remember in the old days, like in the 80s and the 90s, the NBA draft, if you got a first-round pick, if you were drafting inside the top 20, there were that many players that you could end up with that would significantly impact your organization. Because back then, those kids, they would stay 3 or 4 years before they went to the NBA, and they would get developed, and they would turn into really good players. And so now you're really having to go through a hard scouting process if you're the NBA franchises on who you're going to draft. But you could get a really quality impact player at 20. Now you can't. It's just the way the game has gone with all the one and dones. Guys getting drafted on potential. Remember, like Marvin Williams, with the Hawks drafted him years ago, and he wasn't even starting at North Carolina. He was the sixth guy off the bench, won sixth man of the year. They drafted him on that scary word, potential, because he had all the potential in the world, and then he never turned out to be anything. It was a total bust in the NBA and then did nothing for the Hawks. They at least have two first-round picks, so they'll get two quality bench role players. But again, they're not drafting first. They're not drafting inside the top five. It really doesn't help them. If I'm the Hawks brass, I do it. I hire a general manager because, you know, he's going to get fired. He's going to get fired after 4 or 5 years of doing that, when the team is consistently in the NBA draft lottery and picking in the top five. You know, and it's basically a 5-year rebuild is what you would need to do if you're going to go that route. The Sixers did it and didn't turn in any titles, but they drafted a lot of really good players inside the top five. I'm hoping that the Hawks will find a general manager that is willing to come in there, be the GM for 4 or 5 years, draft all of those guys, and know that he's not going to survive to see the fruits of his labor. Because that's what they did in Philadelphia. Same thing. General manager came in there, had all those draft picks. He drafted all of those guys that, you know, put a core together to where they were a really good NBA team. And then when they were doing all that losing because those guys were developing, Sixers like, man, this isn't working out. We got to get rid of you. And then so they fired him. And then the very next year, the Sixers are like the one seed in the NBA. Still no titles, but that's kind of the way it goes. I would love to see the Hawks do that. No free agents come to Atlanta. No big name free agents come to Atlanta because it's always mid. Atlanta's a great market, especially for like the NBA player, that the demographic of the NBA player. You know, Atlanta is such a perfect fit for the overall demographic in whole for the NBA, and yet they can't lure any big time free agents to come and play in Atlanta because they don't want to come and be mid. They want to win. They don't want to go to Atlanta. Kevin Durant's not ever coming to Atlanta.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Father's Day is just around the corner. He makes time for you every day. Make his day special. Dad, let your loved ones acknowledge everything you do for them with a special gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Grill sets, non-tipping beverage holders, oyster knives, and more. Not to mention, all watches are 15 to 25% off, from divers' watches to solar watches and so many more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Not only does Gentleman and Lady Outfitters carry the top brands that have made them a staple here in the Golden Isles, they also specialize in prom season. It's always important to look your best. Head on over to the Tuxedo Rental Experts at Gentleman and Lady Outfitters. For over 25 years, Gentleman and Lady Outfitters have been the leader in tuxedo rentals. 600 Sea Island Road in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center on St. Simons. Call 912-634-1521.
I just said that we were, you know, sneaking in on high school football season. Well, we're also sneaking up on college because that happens right after that. So I'd like to preview schedules for upcoming college teams too. And I realized I had not done one for Florida State. And that's an intriguing team. So Florida State will kick off the season with Alabama at home. Both of those teams have some quarterback questions. I think I like Alabama's depth overall as a team better than I like Florida State. So on August the 30th, Alabama travels to Doak to play Florida State, and I will take Alabama to knock off Florida State. Now, from there, the schedule gets pretty favorable for the Seminoles. September the 6th, they're at home again. They'll take on East Texas A&M. Well, that's a win. So 1-1. September the 13th, they get a bye. And then September the 20th, they'll play Kent State once again at home. That's a win. So from September 6th, East Texas A&M, then they get a bye, and then Kent State after that. So that's 3 weeks in a row where Florida State should be kind of fine-tuning things, getting themselves right after the Alabama loss. They will head into ACC play on September the 26th. They will go on the road to Virginia. I've got them winning that game. So there's a 3-1 start right there for Florida State. Good start. October the 4th, the following week, they'll be at home again, and they will play the Miami Hurricanes. Now, I like Miami. I think Miami, with Carson Beck at quarterback, they're still going to be prolific on offense, just like they were last year with Cam Ward. But again, just like last year, I think there are going to be a lot of questions defensively. I don't think it's going to be any different for 2025. And remember, that defense is really what cost Miami a spot in the college football playoff last year. So I like Miami to win that game. I like Miami to go to Tallahassee and get a win That would bring Florida State to 3-2 on the season. They will return home the next week on October 11th, and they will host Pittsburgh. I like them to get that game 4-2. And then on October the 18th, they will make the trek all the way across country to Stanford. Now, I think that on paper, you look at Florida State and Stanford, and you look at their rosters, and you say, well, Florida State should absolutely demolish Stanford. Yeah, you're right. But then there is that cross-country trek that the Seminoles are going to have to make. And everything that comes with that, travel arrangements, hotel arrangements, kids being in different time zones, not just a different time zone, but three time zones over. So I think that game will be close, but I do think Florida State's talent prevails in the end. So give me Florida State over Stanford as well on October the 18th. That brings the Noles to 5-2, which on October the 25th brings them into their second bye of the season. And they will continue with ACC play on November the 1st. They will host Wake Forest. I like them to get that game. 6-2. See, I told you this was a pretty favorable schedule for the Noles. 6-2, and then on November the 8th, they'll have to go to Death Valley and play Clemson. If that game were in Tallahassee, I would probably pick Florida State. But because it's in Clemson, I'm picking Clemson to win the football game. So that brings Florida State to 6-3. Now, remember, I got them off to a 3-1 start, and I've got them now through November the 8th, 6-3. Virginia Tech will then make the trip to Doak Campbell. I like Florida State to win that game too. Close football game there. I'll take the Noles over Virginia Tech on November the 15th. That brings them to 7-3. Florida State will then hit the road, and they will play NC State on November the 21st. Give me another dub for the Noles, 8-3. And then they come to the season finale, the big in-state rivalry game, Florida State in Florida. They'll have to go to Gainesville to play that game. Billy Napier is going to need that game. His schedule is brutal. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I picked Florida to go 7-5, which is basically, you know, what Napier's been doing since he's been there. I think he needs that game to get to 7-5. If he loses, he goes 6-6. So I think it's a must-win game for Florida, and it's at home as well. So I will take Florida to beat Florida State in the season finale, knocking the Seminoles to an 8-4 season. So the question now becomes 8-4. Considering where Florida State was last year, 8-4 is a pretty dang good year. It's just not, when they hired Norvell, it's not where they anticipated to be 3 or 4 years into the Norvell hiring. I think Florida State really anticipated that they would be contending for college football playoff spots. And who knows? You know, that 8-4 may be good enough to get them into an ACC championship game and win the ACC championship game to get into the college football playoff. But the likelihood of that is going to be tough. So I've got the Noles at 8-4. I've got them losing to Alabama. That's non-conference. I've got them losing to Miami. That is a conference loss. I've got them losing to Clemson. That's a conference loss. And then I've got them losing to Florida, non-conference. So two losses in the conference, that might get them into the ACC championship game. An 8-4 ACC championship game representative. And again, if they win it, then they automatically get a spot in the college football playoff. That's tough, right? Losses to Alabama, losses to Florida, losses to Clemson, and another loss to Miami. All of those are really good programs. 8-4. Now, some of the games I think might can go their way to get them past the 8-4 mark. I can certainly see them beating Florida, which I think would be the end of Billy Napier. That would get them to 9-3. I don't think they're going to beat Alabama. I think they've got a chance to beat Miami. So if they get Florida and Miami and dominate the state of Florida, win both of those rivalry games, that's a 10-2 mark. That's one loss in the conference. I don't think they're going to go to Death Valley and win. I don't think they're beating Clemson and Death Valley. So let's just cross that off the list. But the two games I think they could get are both conference games. One's a conference, one's not. Miami and Florida. Which would be good enough for 10-2. So I think 10-2, best case for the Hurricanes. I'm picking them to go 8-4. And, you know, I could see a loss to Stanford with that long trip. I told you I could see them losing to Florida. And really, other than that, their schedule is pretty – maybe Virginia Tech. Maybe Virginia Tech could get them. So I'm going to say worst case for Florida State is 6-6. Best case, 10-2. And I'm picking them to go 8-4. I think 8-4 with two conference losses gets them into the ACC championship game. And then all bets are off. Who knows what happens at that point? You don't know. But they're in, and that's what matters.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golnaz Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnaz Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Absolutely amazing to me that despite the fact that the Atlanta Braves have so many guys in their starting lineup that are struggling, that they have been able to overcome an 0-7 start and have been hovering around 500 ever since, have worked their way all the way back to getting to that point. Now, they did get to 500 the other day and then lost right after that, so need to put together a pretty good stretch to be able to get back over 500 and then build past that. They're currently third place in the NL East, and you know, they're not that far out. I think they're like six games maybe behind the Mets, and the Mets have bullpen issues, so you know that they're vulnerable. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com, J-A-X-shrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun. So, you know, you're looking at Ozzie Albies. He's hitting .215 with five home runs. Michael Harris, .236 with three home runs. Now, Harris has come through in a lot of clutch spots when the Braves really needed a big hit. So, you know, to his credit, but he is still hitting .236 with three home runs. Matt Olson, a guy that I thought might put up good enough numbers to win an MVP this season. He's hitting .219. Now, his power numbers are good. Seven home runs, 21 RBIs, but he's hitting .219. He's got to do better than that. You need Matt Olson. Remember, he was like hitting .240 when he was in Oakland consistently. That's kind of where you want him to be. If he's hitting .240 and hitting you 40 bombs, you'll live with that. But .219, that's tough. Nick Allen, .245. Braves have a huge hole at shortstop. .245, no home runs, seven RBIs for Nick Allen. Nick Allen's a really good player, but he's not a starting major league shortstop. Let's be honest. He's not. And the other guy that plays shortstop, or at least was hoping, the Braves were hoping that he would pick it back up and, you know, regain some all-star form that he had a couple of years ago. Orlando Arcia, lowest average of all of the guys that play regularly. Arcia's hitting under .200, .194, no home runs, one RBI. Now, granted, his playing time has significantly dwindled, and they've decided to go the Nick Allen direction. But when time starts coming for trade deadline, the Braves are trying to upgrade. They're going to have to look seriously at the shortstop position. Shortstop, maybe the back end of the rotation. The bullpen's been great other than Iglesias, but definitely shortstop's going to be something that the Atlanta Braves need to address. Sean Murphy, .223, good power numbers, 7 home runs, 17 RBIs, .223. I think you'll live with Sean Murphy hitting .230, won't you? Such a good defensive catcher. If he hits, you know, 25 home runs and he hits you .230, I think you'll live with that. Alex Verdugo, remember when he first got called up, he was on fire. Couldn't get him out. He's down to .247, yet to hit a home run with 8 RBI. So he has significantly cooled off at the top of that Braves order. And that's going to change. He's not going to be hitting leadoff in a matter of days because Ronald Acuna Jr. is set to come back. And he's going to be inserted in the leadoff spot, and he will help the offense. He certainly will. The guys that have been swinging the bat really well, Austin Riley, .287, 8 home runs, 26 RBIs. He leads the team in average. He leads the team in home runs. He leads the team in RBIs. And he leads the team in hits. So Austin Riley on his way to having a pretty big year as long as he keeps putting these numbers up at this pace. Marcelo Zuna, .270, 6 home runs, 17 RBIs. Eli White, .275. He's cooled off a little bit. Remember, he was over .300 for a while, but still a pleasant surprise in Eli White. He wasn't expected to hit much, and he's hit his way into the lineup. .275, 2 home runs, 8 RBIs, and then Drake Baldwin, .338. He's been on fire, too. 4 home runs and 11 RBIs. But, you know, you've got Albies, Harris, Olson, Allen, Murphy, Verdugo, and Arcia. All those guys play consistently that are struggling, and you've got 4 guys in the order that are pretty much carrying the load. Starting rotation has been good. Bryce Elder has pitched well. You know, Grant Holmes has pitched okay. And A.J. Smith-Shawver looks like that he is now officially Major League ready. Schwellenbach, 2-3 with a 3.31 ERA. Chris Sale is 1-3 with a 3.97. Granted, Sale didn't pitch very well to begin the season. He's looked a lot better his last few starts. I mentioned Grant Holmes, 4.14 ERA. He's 2-3 on the season. Bryce Elder did not look good when he first got called up, but he has pitched amazingly well ever since then. 2-2 on the season, has gotten his ERA down all the way to 4.5. Remember, it was like up around 6 at one point. And A.J. Smith-Shawver, 2-2 with a 2.76 ERA. Going to have to be a decision made coming up pretty soon, too, because as Acuna is coming back, so is Strider. Braves are going to get him back for the second time this season. So they're going to have to make a decision on what they're going to do with their rotation because Strider is going to pitch. So, you know, who is it that gets sent down? Is it Elder, who has pitched well? Is it Grant Holmes, who's been meh? Is it A.J. Smith-Shawver because he's a young guy and you want him to pitch every fifth day? Because Strider comes back, Smith-Shawver is probably going to remain the fifth starter. I don't know. The bullpen has been fantastic. It is the main reason why the Braves have been on this run to be able to allow themselves to get back around 500. Daisbell Hernandez, 1.89. Bummer. He had a rough outing the other night, and it boosted his ERA over 3 to 3.06. Dylan Lee, 2.04. Pierce Johnson, 2.3. Rafael Montero, 3.97. And then there's Iglesias, 6.06. Braves cannot have a closer with an ERA over – no team can have a closer with an ERA over 6. Iglesias needs to get it together, or else he's going to be replaced in the closer's role. He's been the only tough spot in the rotation as far as guys – or excuse me, in the bullpen of guys that have struggled. Everybody else in the bullpen has been lights out. So, you know, here they are, almost back to 500, despite an 0-7 start, third place in the division, only 6 games out, and they're not even playing well. They're doing this with, like, 6 guys hitting under 250 in the order. They're doing this without Spencer Strider. They're doing this without Ronald Acuna Jr. They're doing this with 2 shortstops who are not major league starting shortstops, guys that are bench players, role players, and have been pretty much their entire career. You know, Arcia got a cup of coffee as a starter and did well, and then kind of reverted back to why Milwaukee traded him in the first place to Atlanta. There's a big hole at shortstop. 6 guys in the order that aren't hitting. Makeshift rotation. A closer that's got an ERA over 6. And they're still playing 750 baseball for the last 3 weeks. That's insane. And Acuna and Strider are about to be back.
How about a little adventure in your life? Southeast Adventure Outfitters has been sharing the beautiful waterways of the Golden Isles since 1994. Kayak adventures offered daily. Full selection of kayaks from Hobie and Wilderness Systems. Schedule a private demo in Brunswick or find them every day in the Pier Village on St. Simons. Outdoor gear and clothes from Columbia, North Face, Tilly hats, even Costa sunglasses. Book a trip online at southeastadventure.com or over the phone at 912-638-6732. Group and club discounts are available too. Southeast Adventure Outfitters. Let's make some memories.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
I told you that I do keep up with the NBA playoffs, especially when it comes playoff time, more so than the regular season. Same holds true. Been paying attention to it. It's been a very, very captivating playoff for the NBA. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. It has been a crazy, in the West, you just had the 6-seed Wolves take out the 7-seed Warriors in the Western Conference semifinals, sending the 6-seed Warriors to the finals. They beat the Wolves to the finals. They beat the Warriors 4-1, beat them in 5 games. The number 1-seed Thunder are up 3-2 in their series, and they will probably advance. And, you know, I told you last week that that was a great scenario for whoever came out of the Nuggets and the Thunder series, because they would be significantly better than whether they played the Wolves or the Warriors, and it would almost guarantee them a trip to the NBA Finals. I feel the same exact way, and I think it's going to be the Thunder. I think the Thunder get the Wolves, and I think the Thunder beat them to get to the NBA Finals over in the West. In the East, we saw the Pacers, the 4-seed, beat the number 1-seeded Cavs in 5 games, beat them 4-1. I'm going to admit, like, I didn't see that coming. I thought that the Pacers and the Cavs would go 7 games. I really did. And the Pacers beat them in 5. And I thought the Cavs would win that series. I thought the Cavs would win that series, get into the Eastern Conference Finals, run into the Celtics, and get beat by the Celtics, setting up a Thunder-Celtics NBA Final. That's kind of what I thought it – that's the way I thought it would go. Cavs couldn't get there. They got beat by the Pacers. The Pacers are playing really well. They played really well in that series especially. Telling you, I like the Celtics. They're going to have to stage a comeback. They're down 3-2 to the Knicks. The Knicks are the 3-seed. The Celtics are the 2-seed. I didn't think that the Knicks would get up a game away from eliminating the Celtics or the New York Knicks. They would be favored to beat the Pacers, obviously, because they're a 3-seed and the Pacers are a 4-seed. That's a 7-gamer. Pacers-Knicks? Oh, man. Anytime you say Pacers-Knicks, you automatically think Reggie Miller, Patrick Ewing, Starks, Detlef Schrempf, those teams of the 90s, where those were just physical, brutal, drop down and drag it out series, just very physical. Those were good. Those were good series in the playoffs between the Pacers and the Knicks when they played. Knicks trying to eliminate the Celtics and get to the Pacers. Celtics trying to keep up, get back to a 7th game, and then win it in 7 and hold me accountable for picking them. I picked you, Celtics. Get there. So I've got the Thunder and the Celtics. I'm still sticking with the Celtics even though they're down. I've got the Thunder and the Celtics, and if the Celtics get there, I'll take the Celtics to beat the Thunder. If it's the Pacers or the Knicks, I'll take the Thunder to win the whole dang thing. I'm not going to give you the Wolves percentages or who I like, because the Wolves are not going to be in the NBA Finals. They're not beating the Thunder, and they're not going to beat the Nuggets if the Nuggets can force a Game 7 and win it. Not going to happen. So, Thunder, Celtics, I like the Celtics. Thunder and anybody else, I'll take the Thunder. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. You had a 6-seed in the Wolves and a 7-seed in the Warriors playing in the Western Conference Finals, semifinals. Not the 2-seed or the 3-seed, which is typically what you see. Neither one of them got there. Neither one. Those are Rockets, Lakers, both at the house in the Western Conference semis. Another big loss in the playoffs, an underwhelming playoff for LeBron's Lakers. Interesting dynamic. Or should we say at this point, Luka's Lakers.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. High school football season is creeping up, and here is the Richmond Hill Wildcats schedule for the upcoming season. The Wildcats will open at home on August the 22nd against the Glen Academy Red Terrors at the Hill. Richmond Hill will also host Everglades, New Hampstead, Camden, Lowndes, and Colquitt. The Cats will take to the road against Wayne, Buchholz, Tift, and Valdosta. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all your local and regional sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.